The Gemara says in Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph that a koy lechaveri eved yevin hidui mamzer sevus arba'im. If you call your friend a mamzer, you get 40 malchus. Rashi says the Bnei Moses mitzvus arba'im hayukansen makas mardus menichulei hamin hidui. They would give him a knas, they would give him makas mardus, which would be the 40 malchus. So the Achronim are being derived from this Rashi that the shear of makas mardus is 40. We know the malchus derisa is 40 or 39. The question is, what about makas mardus, which is midarabanan? So from Rashi over here, it's mavur lechayra that the shear of makas mardus is also 40, because when the Gemara says seifek as arba'im, Rashi learns that that's referring to makas mardus. We've seen the makas mardus is 40. The problem is, if you look in Rashi and Chulin and Kufim Mem Aleph and Beis, Rashi over there says not like that. Rashi says makas mardus is a ridei b'tochas yargal b'zev ve'in la kitzva elad sheyikabel alav. There's no kitzva, there's no shear from makas mardus. It just means you hit him until you get him to do what you want him to do or to stop what he's doing. But there's no shear for Makas Mardus. So over here, Rashi's Mashiach, there's a shear, and the shear would be 40. It seems to be a steer in Rashi. And I think you can answer this. I'll be something the Pichadosh says. Pichadosh is bothered with a different steer in Rashi, where Rashi's Mashma that the shear of Makas Mardus is not Arboim. It's less than that, Rashi. And Rashi Navamis sounds like it's not totally in the shear of 40. So the Pichadosh says that Pshan Rashi is that really about a regular Makas Mardus Rashi holds is not 40. But the reason why over here it's 40 is a special din over here, because Tysus says the reason why he gets the Malkus over here, Sevek Zarbaim, is Mida Kenegi Mida. Because when he called him a Mamzer, he was tanning that he was Ivar Balav, whatever that means, his whole din, who was Ivar in the Lab, but someone was Ivar in the Lab, and therefore the Mida Kenegi Mida is that they give him Malkus, which is the Einish for being Ivar in the Lab. So it could be the rationale that the reason why it's Arba'im over here is not because this is the din of Makas Mardus. Regular Makas Mardus could be more, it could be a whole different number. But over here, this is a special knas, Amida Kenegi Amida, because you're accusing him of being Arba'im Alav. Mainly your din is also to get 40 Malkus, which is the shear of being Arba'im Alav, and this has no shaychus to the regular din of Makas Mardus. And I think lefi this, it could be Miyashiv, Pshat, and Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Tav Tzadivav brings down from the Biuri Ma'ari Alatara, the Ma'arai, the Biurim of the Trumas Hadash Alatara, who says that the shear of Makas Mardus is 13. You get 13 Malkus. 13 Malkus. And the Magen Avraham says that it's not mashma like that from the Rambam, and the Rambam's mashma, it's not 13, so he's bothered from the Rambam, and he also brings Rashi and Chulin and Kufim Aleph, which is mashma that it does not have a shear, and it's not 13. And the question is, why does he not bring Rashi over here? Rashi over here is also beferish that it's not 13, it's 40. Why doesn't it be right from this Rashi? So it could be the pshat is that this Rashi, again, is not, again, this is a whole different sugya. This is not the regular din of Makas Mardus. Regular Makas Mardus could be more than 40, could be 13, could be a whole different din. This is a special din of Kari Mamzer. You get Makas, that's a special din of Mida Kenega Mida. They get 40, in what you accused him of doing, and therefore the Magen Avraham felt that this has no shaykhus to the regular din of Makas Mardus by the regular din of Derabanan.